Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Do you like your gravy thick and rich and loaded with creamy mushrooms? If no one was looking, would you chug the whole gravy boat?
Chug, 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 chug.
Stay tuned. Here comes Mr. Chug-a-Lug himself, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the show. Pretty stinking exciting. I got to tell you, first of all, in hour one today, we have Jim Nels sharing all about Speaker Johnson and some other current event stuff. Very, very important interview. That's hour one. In hour two, our buddy Doug Giles is coming on. He's the hipster doofus, hipster Pat. Actually, he's not. He's amazing. He's in hour two. But right now, if you've been following me on social media, many of you have been very excited about what is happening tomorrow night. It's tomorrow, Thursday, April 25th. My friend Sean Foyt, don't try to spell it, Sean Foyt is coming to New York, and we are rallying for Israel at Columbia University tomorrow night, 116th Street, Morningside Heights. This is going to be a big deal. I thought, wouldn't it be great to get Sean Foyt on the program? And guess what? Here he is. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you. Good to be here. Can't wait.
Look, this is nuts. When I heard this from you, the actress Patty Heaton, who's a friend, she's a Christian. She has been all over social media for months after October 7th, and she had emailed me, we should do something. This stuff that's going on at Columbia University is so evil. We need to take a stand. Right around the same time, you emailed me, you're coming to New York. We put this out on social media. And according to what I'm reading from you, it's gone insane. The actor Michael Rapaport shared this. This is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, listen, this is one of those things. I mean, if you're a sane American, and you are, especially if you're a person of faith, to see what has been happening on these campuses, to see that it all began at Columbia University, this anti-Semitism, Jew hatred vitriol, this chanting and waving death to America, destruction to Israel. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, it's like, what are we in the 1930s again? And the fact that it's been tolerated, the fact that it's been placated, the fact that even these people have been protected to be there on campus doing their thing is ridiculous. And so, you know, this is one of those moments, Eric, where like, it's like, will the real Christians please rise up? Like, will the real believers, will the real people of God, the people of faith rise up? And so we have a moment, I believe it's a flashpoint of significance that we have the opportunity to be a response. And so I'm excited tomorrow night. The whole world's going to see the response of the church. We have Jewish leaders. We have politicians. We have actors and actresses, comedians, musicians. We have all kind of folks that are joining together. A lot of them aren't even on the same political spectrum. They just agree that the destruction of Israel and the annihilation of the Jewish people is a bad thing. Hopefully we can all agree on that. And we're coming under that premise to take a stand, to worship, to pray, to march, and to let our voices be heard. So excited to see who's going to come and how significant this thing can really be.
If only President Trump were in New York City tomorrow. What a pity that he's not in New York. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, he is in New York tomorrow. He is on trial for jaywalking. They're going to put him in jail for jaywalking. Jaywalking, you know, it's a felony. It's a federal felony, jaywalking, and they're going to put him in jail, and the trial's going on. I'm not kidding. He is in New York because of this insane trial.
Right.
Just between you and me, okay, I say this honestly, I think there's a decent chance that he might show up. We don't know, But my sources, let me be honest, say that there's a chance. I'm not blowing smoke. People who know me know I don't blow smoke. But so I think that could happen. I know that all kinds of people are definitely showing up. But if he were to show up, it would be astonishing. I think there are going to be some film crews there. I believe Fox News is sending a crew.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be a ton of media. I think that really, I mean, media goes wherever, and politicians and leaders, they'll go wherever the people are. And right now, I think there's a wholesale rejection in America of this demonic ideology that we are seeing creep into all of the campuses. The universities have become hotbeds of Jew hatred. And, you know, I think Americans are rejecting it. And I tomorrow, I believe, will be one of those moments where the narrative is reframed, you know, and I say that because all we've seen is destruction and death to America and chanting and Hamas flags and all this kind of stuff. Well, tomorrow you're going to see the worshipers show up. You're going to see Israeli flags. You're going to see, you know, you're going to see shofars. Eric is probably even going to blow one. You're going to see guitars. You're going to see people worshiping. You're going to see people praying. I mean, this is going to be going to be so attractive to the news because everybody wants to know the response of the church and the response of sane people of faith. And they're going to be able to see that tomorrow. So it wouldn't surprise me who shows up at this point.
Well, I'm not kidding. I'm having gigantic sized Bonhoeffer posters shipped to my home in New York, because if anybody points the way forward, Bonhoeffer was living at a time when the church failed to speak up for the Jews. How did that go, church? Hey, church, how did it go when you said, well, we just want to do church. We don't want to be controversial. It doesn't get more dramatic than open Jew hatred and celebration of satanic, sadistic monsters like Hamas. What they did on October 7th, is there any reasonable response to that other than this is evil in our time? So this is the question for, you know, Christians across America. A lot of non-Christians get this, but Christians, you have no excuse not to get this. So if you can be there tomorrow, Columbia University, 116th Street, Morningside Heights, I think we need to show our love of Israel, our love of the people of God. We need to be bold. We need to stand. The idea that Jews have been cowering because mobs are attacking them for being Jewish, not for being pro-Israel, for simply for being Jewish. That's how it goes down. So, Sean, it's just incredible that you have organized this. I know that a lot of local New York pastors, David Engelhart, Mike Signorelli, are going to try to get their people out for this. But I know people are coming in from everywhere. I have a friend flying in for this. This is exciting. It starts at 6:30. It will start. Is that right?
Yeah, 6:30. We're going to rally. And like you mentioned, Eric, it's really one of those things. We have parents. I had some parents that they said they spent over $500,000 on education for two of their kids to go to Columbia. They're appalled by what's happening.
Of course they are.
And they have sent so many resources to that campus. And they're like, you know what? We're going to rise up. They're flying in from Florida. We're getting these kind of emails everywhere. And so, I think this is a moment in time where we have to rise up and we got to be on the right side of history.
Is there a website? I'm sorry to interrupt, but is there a website? Can people go to Let Us Worship or something to find out the details of this?
This is kind of a pop-up thing. They can go to, this is what they can do. They can text the word pray, P-R-A-Y, text pray to 20221. Again, that's pray. They can text the word pray, P-R-A-Y, to 20221, and we'll send out the graphics, the update, the directions, all that kind of stuff. That'd be the easiest.
And if my name is on the flyer, please spell it correctly. Okay. That's all I ask of you.
Oh, you're talking about spelling names correctly. You want to talk about spelling names correctly.
I spell Sean Boyd correctly every time. I get it right because I care. Now, Sean, listen, I'm just so proud of you that you're doing this. I'm thrilled that by the grace of God, I get to be there. A lot of people I know are going to be there. This is important, folks. This is tomorrow night. It's a big deal. I'm sure there's going to be media coverage. We need to be clear in our stance for Israel. It's very clear. So we're doing this tomorrow. And Sean, thank you, my friend, for making yourself available right now. And we will spread the word.
Awesome. Appreciate it. See you guys soon.
Remember as a kid, your parents and grandparents making you try all the vegetables on your plate, or when they coax you to eat fruit instead of sweets? That's because they knew what was good for you, and it's truer today than ever before. You need to eat your fruits and veggies. There's no substitute for a healthy diet, but there is Balance of Nature. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. If you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely try Balance of Nature today. Eat your fruits and veggies every single day with Balance of Nature. I started taking Balance of Nature the day I decided I was ready to feel better. Are you ready to start? Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code ERIC to get the special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-2468-751 and use discount code ERIC, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. I'll say it again, 800-2468-751. Use discount code ERIC, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against the volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out. Folks, welcome back. I speak now to my guest for this hour, Jim Nels. He is a political contributor to The Blaze, to The Washington Examiner, and he is here with us to process the madness of these New York City show trials, whatever is happening with Donald Trump. We know it's insane. And also to help us process the abject surrender of Speaker Michael Johnson to the forces of evil. Jim Nels, welcome back.
I mean, Eric, where do we begin? Life is so insane right now. Let's start with the trials in New York City, right? Have people who run for office saying, show me the man and I will find the crime, that takes us back to the Soviet Union during Joseph Stalin. And that's what we have right now. Alvin Bragg ran for election saying that he would go against Donald Trump. The woman who's prosecuted him from the state of New York is also doing the same thing. It's a joke. And if you look at the merits of the case, think about this. Alvin Bragg downgraded 60% of felonies to misdemeanors in 2023, but yet he upgraded a misdemeanor to a felony in order to charge Donald Trump after the statute of limitations had run out against this process. So it's an absolute joke. This is lawfare. This is election interference, and it is an absolute abomination to the American people.
I don't know if you can answer this question, but one of the questions that I have, you know, because a lot of us are just reeling at the madness of it, but we have to understand that the left that hates Trump and those in the Republican Party that hate Trump, they hate him with such a hatred that they really think this is Hitler. The rules don't apply. What can we do to get him? They're trying to figure out anything they can do. They wouldn't have done it in the past. We had certain standards, but now the standards don't apply. This is literally Adolf Hitler. We've got to do whatever we can. They'd love to put a bullet in his head, but that would be tough. And so they're thinking they can get him in these other ways. So that's their motivation. My question, and again, I don't know if you can answer it, but how is it that we don't have a system in place that would say, Supreme Court or somebody would say, no, you cannot do this? In other words, how is it that we know that this is wrong, but we don't have a system in place that labels it wrong and says, no, you can't do this?
Well, we do have a system. It just takes time, right? So everything that's going to happen to Donald Trump will be overturned by the Supreme Court. It just takes time to work its way through the system. So they have to go through the process. They have to let that happen. But the point that you're bringing up is exactly right. They want to do anything to stop Donald Trump. And this is a message not only to Donald Trump, but to anyone who's not part of the Uniparty, to anyone who is not part of the political system, the political caste, if you will, who wants to change things. And that is why they're coming after Trump, because don't come into our sandbox and try to change things, because we're very happy with how things are going. And if you do come in here, we are going to attack you and we will destroy you. And that's what they're trying to do to President Trump.
And so, again, I always want to help my audience process this, so I'm trying to process it myself. In a sense, what is happening is people think, you know what? Even though this is wrong, even though in the end I won't be able to get away with it, I can do a lot of damage right now, and I'll deal with the consequences later. In the short term, the clock is ticking. I want to get Donald Trump out of there. And if later on the Supreme Court says, oh, you did wrong, or I'll be like, okay, fine. We did our job. We got rid of Donald Trump. In other words, what they're doing is they're using money, let's be clear, and power. They have these things and they're using them for evil ends. And maybe in the end, there will be some kind of justice, but their goal is in the short term. So you could really see this as a flaw in our system, that we allow people to get away with this stuff in the short term. And they're thinking, I don't care if you know, I want to take a gun. I'm going to blow someone's brains out. Later on, you're going to put me in jail. Put me in jail. The person will still be dead. That's effectively what we're talking about.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, the whole goal of all of this lawfare is to get Donald Trump off of the campaign trail. But they're failing, Eric. That's the thing that we need to recognize. Look at the video of Donald Trump going into Harlem last week and having people in Harlem chanting Trump, Trump, Trump in 4 more years. Look at his rallies right now. People are circling around Donald Trump because they recognize that what's happening to him is disgusting. And no matter what they do, I don't think it's going to work. I think that he might be the first president who's ever elected from prison. And there's a really good opportunity that Donald Trump will be in jail when he's elected president. Then he's going to have to basically pardon himself so he can go serve in the White House.
Now, help me understand what you just said. You actually think President Trump may go to jail?
So I believe he's going to be convicted in this case in New York. And I also believe that they're going to find him in contempt of court, right? So they're going to try to put him in jail. Absolutely. So I think he's going to have to run for president from prison. He'll win from prison. And then he's going to have to pardon himself to get out of prison in order to take the White House and take the oath of office. These people have no morals when it comes to this stuff. And that's exactly what they want to do to this man.
Well,
think about it. This judge won't even let him go to his son's high school graduation. That is a normal thing in any courtroom procedure, that you grant the defendant or the prosecution a day off to attend a family matter. This judge will not let him do that. Oh, and by the way,
Know where this judge lives? Can we protest at the judge's house? I mean, this is unbelievable to me.
Well, legally, we're not allowed to protest at judges, and I don't want us to do that, right? We have to be better than the other side, okay? You're not supposed to protest in front of a judge's house. That's why I was so disgusted what happened to the Supreme Court justices during the Roe v. Wade overturn. Because
actually, that's why I asked, Jim, let me just interrupt, because I thought to myself that we've had people protest in front of the Supreme Court justices' homes. So you're telling me that is not legal?
It's actually a felony to do that.
Okay, so when they did it then, and which is why we won't do it, it was wrong. It was a crime. I assume they weren't prosecuted for doing that then.
Well, I mean, you got to remember, Merrick Garland's still really upset that he's not on the Supreme Court, so he's not going to prosecute any of those cases. Absolutely not. The Justice Department is a scam right now. It's really, I mean, think about this, Eric. We are in a situation in the United States of America where the sitting ruling government is prosecuting the opposition party and the opposition leader. This is what happens in Cuba. This is what happens in Venezuela. This is what happens in third world nations. And yet we're doing it. But yet Joe Biden says Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. Hillary Clinton says Donald Trump's a threat to democracy. I'm sorry, I don't remember Donald Trump colluding with big tech to violate free speech when they wanted to shut down stuff during COVID. I don't remember President Trump wanting to use the government to make people get COVID shots. That's what's happening under the Biden administration. The Biden administration is the threat to democracy. Donald Trump is the gift to democracy.
Well, no, there's no doubt about it. And but to get back to what you said about Donald Trump going to jail, that's chilling to me. That's very upsetting to me that we live in a country that would do something like that to somebody approaching 80 years old just to get him. And I think it's why so many people say he is standing up for us. Donald Trump is doing this for us, because if they can do this to him, this billionaire who was president of the United States, they can do it to you, and they will do it to you if you don't fight now. But it was Dick Morris, actually, was on this program some months ago, and he said on this program that he believed Donald Trump would go to jail because there would be a gag order imposed. He'd break the gag order. He would be sent to jail, and he would campaign from jail. And you have just seconded that horrifying thought on this program.
No, absolutely. And I fully expect that to happen, right? So it'll be very interesting to see what happens when he does actually get put into jail. But just picture this, right? Picture Trump leaving jail with a dress shirt with the sleeves cut off, a tattoo of his family on one arm, a teardrop tattoo underneath his eye, as for the MS-13 member that he shanked to death in the shower. I mean, this it sounds horrible, but this is the best thing to happen for Trump's reelection potential, because the American people,
first gangster president. Bill Clinton was our first black president. Barack Obama was our first female president, and Trump is our first gangster president.
Exactly.
When I
see he should change his theme song from Lee Greenwood's "Proud to Be an American" to go to Gangster's Paradise, because he is now a gangster in the eyes of so many people. And actually, again, I come back to, this is why he's starting to win in the minority communities, because they see the prosecution of Donald Trump and they're like, this happens to me and now it's happening to him. I understand what this man is going through. And that's why you're seeing Hispanics and you're seeing African-Americans going, yeah, I'm all in for Trump.
Absolutely. Folks, I want to remind you, my brand new book just out, Religionless Christianity. Please go today to ericmetaxas.com. Get a copy, ericmetaxas.com. We'll be right back with Jim Nels.
And your heart had held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to hardly...
For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I am proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Metaxas, patriotmobile.com/Metaxas, or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Metaxas. Join me. Make the switch today. That's patriotmobile.com/Metaxas.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics, that's NutraMedix.com, NutraMedix.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, NutraMedix, NutraMedix.com, NutraMedix.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hey, folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Jim Nelles, N-E-L-L-E-S, who's written for The Blaze, Washington Examiner. Did I say that? Washington Examiner. Jim Nelles, your name is spelled N-E-L-L-E-S. If people want to find you, these articles are at The Blaze that we've been talking about, that we're going to talk about?
Yeah, so the Blaze, also, again, Washington Examiner, FoxNews.com, and then you can always follow me at The Real Jim Nelles.
Okay, now we've been talking about these show trials. I want to shift eventually to Speaker Mike Johnson's abject surrender to the forces of evil, but we can keep talking about the Trump if you have more to say on that.
Well, they're both related, right? I mean, I don't understand Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson comes off saying that he's a religious man, he's a good man, but I'm telling you, the Democrats have pictures of him doing something unnatural with somebody, because there's no reason why he has surrendered the way he has. It's an embarrassment. He should be recalled. They should get a new Speaker of the House. I know it's not a great thing to do right now, and we're very close to having Speaker Hakeem Jeffries, but this is not a conservative Republican. This is not a MAGA first man. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know if he lied to get where he was, or again, if they have pictures of him doing something unnatural. But it's an absolute disgrace.
Oh, look, this is the whole thing. We're speculating. It is my sense. I'd love to know. I don't know. But it's not my sense that he's done something horrible and they got something on him. It's my sense that he and it's, you know, this is not to bring everything back to my book, Religionless Christianity. But I keep talking about the idea that there are people that they're more religious than they're actually Christian, religious in the negative sense, that they worship these idols of winsomeness. Look, this happened under Hitler. There were people who knew he was evil in the Prussian military corps. If you read my Bonhoeffer book, I just read the passage the other day. I flipped open my Bonhoeffer book and I thought these were men of such scruples and such dignity that they didn't have it in them to fight against the wickedness of Hitler. Their scruples prevented them from taking action. They thought, we've got to be nice, we've got to be gentlemanly. They didn't understand you're dealing with evil. I suspect that people like Mike Pence, and in this case, Speaker Johnson, they have this view of the Christian faith that ties their hands. They don't seem to understand that there's a time to be a warrior against evil. And they think that somehow working with the other side, there's something beautiful when we can do that. I think it's a misplaced sense of unity. I'm not sure. I'm just speculating, but it's horrifying. Ultimately, let's say that.
Yeah, I'm with you. And remember, Jesus was a warrior. He was just a soft-spoken warrior, and he changed the world with his ideas and with his thoughts and with his leadership. And we're not seeing that from our leaders in the Republican Party right now. And that is a darn shame, because I don't want you hiding behind religion and talking about, I'm a man of God, et cetera, et cetera. That's why we need to do these things. But the fact that we're giving money to Hamas, think about that. We're giving money to Hamas, but not giving a penny to our border because of his leadership is absolutely insane. And it should be a reason why he should no longer be the Speaker of the House.
Well, it's interesting because there are people, and I think Donald Trump might be one of them, who think, well, as bad as he is, now would not be a good time to vacate or whatever they call it, the motion to vacate. And I know that Marjorie Taylor Greene is calling for that. I believe Steve Bannon is also calling for that. Am I right?
Correct. And you're right. The timing is horrible, but you have to decide what's more important, a principle or an election. Now,
I would say an election.
I can argue both sides of that same coin, right? I can argue both sides of that same coin.
Right.
But the man has failed in his he's lied. He has lied about what he said he was going to defend. He said our border comes first. Have you seen anything for our border since he's been the Speaker? No.
So here's the question. Is he aware of the fact that his actions are not or his statements are not borne out by his actions? Is he aware of that? Or is he just say, I mean, what would really be wicked would be that he would say these things knowing that he has no intention of acting on them. The next best thing would be that he would be saying these things, believing them. But then when push comes to shove, he says, oh, it's too difficult. Can't do it. Practically speaking, can't do it. When he voted, to keep the FISA situation going, he kind of acted like, well, I've got secret information from the FBI, so we need this. He doesn't really tell us exactly what's going on. He just sort of implies that I've got secret information and that's why I did what I did.
Yeah. No, I actually think he's become enamored with the lifestyle of being the Speaker of the House. And he wants to be part of the Washington, D.C. cocktail scene, the dinner party scene, et cetera, just like Justice Roberts, right? Justice Roberts was a conservative until he became the Supreme Court justice, and then he wanted to be popular. And that's what we're seeing with the Supreme Court when he's with his leadership. I think we're seeing the same thing under the Speaker right now. And it's a darn shame.
And for those of you at home wondering what that's called lack of character. It's called a lack of character. It's called a lack of integrity. Now, when I think of Speaker Johnson, I don't think of somebody who lacks integrity or who lacks character, but these actions seem to show that. I would really like to be proved wrong. Want to say before we go to the break, folks, this Thursday, Sean Foyt and I and others are going to be at Columbia University. I think that's tomorrow, Thursday, 6:30 p.m., Columbia University. You can check out my social media for the details on that. We want to stand with Israel. We will be right back.
Old man, look at my life.
You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. Yes, it's because of cancel culture. But as a result, they get to pass the savings on to you directly by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towels, just $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. The amazing offer will not last long. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ERIC, or call 800-978-3057. That's promo code ERIC, 800-978-3057, promo code ERIC, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We're experiencing instability at every level. Our government lacks leadership, and Bidenomics has been a disaster. The economy is in a fragile state. Inflation has been a consistent issue. High interest rates have put significant pressure on the real estate market. There have been major bank failures, and many analysts say a stock market correction is likely overdue. We have global conflicts in Europe and the Middle East that have the potential to spread, but gold has soared to record highs even amidst the tensions. There are so many reasons that Americans should consider investments in gold and silver, and legacy precious metals is the gold standard. I love legacy precious metals because of their zero hassle, education first approach. They can help you roll your traditional IRA into a gold IRA or ship metals directly to your house. Go to legacypminvestments.com to download their free gold investing guide. I've read it and there's so much valuable information there. Friends, now is not the time to roll the dice with your hard-earned money. Find out about the growth potential that gold offers you. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today and tell them I sent you.
Make like a Mr. Milk Toast. Welcome back. Talking to Jim Nels, who has written for the Washington Examiner, for The Blaze, and other places about what's going on in our country, political commentator. We've been talking about Trump's show trials. You said you actually believe he's going to go to prison. That is, you know, there are many things that are unprecedented. This is a new realm. Even the idea that he might go to prison, I mean, it's upsetting to me that somebody, you know, in his later 70s would be humiliated like this, would be treated like this. But it's so dramatic that I think, again, more and more Americans are waking up to where we are. And it's why I think people, like you said, people in the Black community, Hispanic community, are rallying around him like they've never done before.
No, absolutely. And think about this. They're trying to bankrupt this man, right? And they're trying to put him in prison. If he had just gone back to Mar-a-Lago and played golf and not run for re-election, none of these charges would have been brought against him. But because, again, as a political outsider, he had the gall to race against the political insiders, they decided that they have to attack him. And look at how, if you look at it, the Justice Department is collaborating with all of these different prosecutors, by the way, all of whom are supported by George Soros and were elected because of George Soros's money. That's another whole different conversation. But they are all collaborating to attack and trying to imprison and bankrupt Donald Trump because they don't want half of America to have a voice in the next political election.
Well, here we are. If only Donald Trump had the lack of character of, I don't know, Mike Johnson, he wouldn't be. If he only would, but it's interesting, right? If you're only willing to compromise with evil a little bit and call it something nice, like unity, working with the other side, you know, if you really cared about your own skin more than America, that would be the thing to do. And that's what politicians tend to do. So when a politician doesn't do that, when somebody like Donald Trump says, I'm going to do what is right, I'm going to fight, the forces of hell come out against him because this is intolerable to them. They've got to make an example of him. And folks, the reason they're doing that is because they don't want you to have the kind of courage that you're seeing in Donald Trump. I've said this many times that, you know, you find out, you look at somebody like Donald Trump who, you know, comes across in some ways as irreligious. He comes across as, you know, oh, he's a thrice married philandering New York real estate developer. This man has been appointed by God to show the church what courage looks like. And I think that God often shames the church and picks people outside the church, whether it's a Rahab, the prostitute. Often God goes outside the church. Jesus talks about the Samaritan, you know, that all the Jews said, oh, he's a heretic. He singles him out as an example of how to behave. that's dramatic. That's God over and over again. And I see, this is to me what I see in the story of Donald Trump, this man who, you know, obviously doesn't know the Bible backwards and forwards, but somehow he knows what courage is. Somehow he knows what truth is. Somehow he believes that America is a good country worth fighting for. That to me, this is a very clarifying moment. Let me put it that way.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, look at Jesus's most famous relationship, Mary Magdalene, right? She was definitely outside of the church, right? Donald Trump is outside of the church. But what Donald Trump represents to the American people is someone who says things are going poorly. We need to fix it. We need to put our country first. And again, is he a perfect man? No, but I'm not voting to elect a girlfriend. I'm voting to elect a president who can lead this nation. I'm not voting for a best friend. I'm not voting for Pope. I'm voting for the person who can run the country the most efficient way and return us to the great country that we used to be, the country that we were under Ronald Reagan. And that's something that Donald Trump can do. And that's something I want to see done again. Again, is he a perfect man? Absolutely not. But guess what? He is the best man for the job.
Well, you know, I hadn't thought of it this way, but just because I have my new book on my mind since it launched this week, I keep thinking of the difference between religiosity, this kind of false piety, and actually living out your faith in a heroic way. And so Jesus points out the Good Samaritan, says, look at what he did. Look at his behavior. So no, we're not talking about, oh, you're saved by your works, but Jesus seems to be pointing out that the way he behaves proves that his faith is in what is right and good and true. And we're supposed to look at people's actions. And we've gotten in the Christian world many times obsessed with theology, forgetting that it's how you live is your theology. God is not fooled by what you claim to believe. He sees what you believe by how you live, by how you act. And Donald Trump is the classic case. You would expect him, if anybody, you would expect to look out for himself and to just to do what's going to get him out of trouble. And he's not doing that. He seems to be fighting for what's right and good and true. He seems to be fighting for the nation, but he doesn't know the Bible very well. I don't know that he knows it at all. So it's kind of fascinating to me that we're having this clear case of somebody acting heroically who doesn't claim to have any particular Christian faith. And then you have people like Mike Johnson, or I mentioned Mike Pence or Jimmy Carter, who they get so much wrong, even though they seem to know the theology. But I always say, who cares if you know the theology? If you're not living it out, it proves to me you actually don't know the theology.
It's very easy to hide behind the Bible. It's very hard to live your life in the right way. And I think that's what Donald Trump is doing. And again, is the man perfect? Absolutely not. I mean, he's a billionaire. He's had affairs. He's had multiple wives. But he's trying to get this country back to where it needs to be. And I will take that over someone hiding behind the Bible any day of the week.
And you know, again, I when we talk about Speaker Johnson, I don't want to think that he's hiding behind the Bible, but I don't know how else to read what I see in front of me. I just don't know how else to read his actions. It's a staggering thing to me. I think that these people make an idol. I mean, I write about it in my book, The Idol of Winsomeness, that I'm going to be winsome. And you think, well, there's a time to be winsome. The scripture says, be at peace with all men where possible. It means the scripture says that there are times it's not possible. There are times you have to go to battle against evil. And there are many religious people, religious in the negative sense of the word, who they don't seem to understand that. They think I'm all supposed to be pious, nodding piously and in a gentlemanly way. They forget about Elijah. They forget about John the Baptist. They forget about Jesus thundering against the religious hypocrites of his day. He didn't thunder against pagans. He didn't thunder against Hellenistic philosophers. He thundered against the most religious people
exactly.
of his day. They are the most guilty. So folks, I hope you will get a copy of my book, Religionless Christianity. Go to ericmetaxas.com. This is the week. We'll be right back. We're talking to Jim Nels.
Snow, cement, and ivory on top.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Jim Nels. It's spelled N-E-L-L-E-S. Jim, I just want to go back to what is it that Speaker Johnson has done or not done that is so upsetting? Give us chapter and verse so that we understand what he ought to have done and what he actually did.
Well, look at what he said, right? He said that the border was the most important thing to him, and he was willing to die on that hill. But yet, he hasn't died on that hill. He has given money to Ukraine. He's given money to the Taiwanese. He's given money to all these other people, but nothing to defend our southern border and to keep these 11 million plus people who are sneaking across our border from being able to be counted in the census, therefore giving more votes to Democrats. That's number one. Number two, he said that he would follow the rules and that there would always be the opportunity to add amendments to bills, which he has not allowed to have happen. He said that he would allow 72 hours to read a bill, which he is not allowed to have happen. He has broken every promise that he made because, again, I think that he is romanticized by being the Speaker of the House, and he has fallen prey to the Democrats and their thirst for power.
I mean, people say that he talks a good game, that he's very earnest about his faith and about his convictions. But then time and time again, he betrays what we believe those convictions were. And your view is that he is in love with power. And again, you said we saw this with Chief Justice Roberts. It's so scandalous. I mean, it speaks to character, folks. Let's talk about this. It speaks to character, how someone behaves when they get power. That speaks to their character. And everybody says character is an issue. Moral integrity is an issue. And people vilify Donald Trump. Well, this is a classic case of somebody saying all the right things and showing us a lack of character. If when you are given power, you wield it in such a way to preserve your power rather than to spend it for the purposes for which it has been given to you by we the people, that's scandalous. That's a lack of integrity. I never thought that I'd be saying that about Speaker Johnson. I was so happy when he got in there. And it's been just the most bitter disappointment. It's frankly embarrassing.
Eric, I think we need to go back to our first president, George Washington, the only president in American history who willingly gave up power. Think about this. They offered to make him a king, and he said, no, I don't want to be a king. I will be an elected official. And then they offered him the job for life, and he said, no, I'm going to do it after two terms, and then it's someone else's term. We need to go back to George Washington and our founding fathers and look at how they thought about politics and how they thought about the country. They had no clues about career politicians. You did your time, and then you went back to the farm. We need to return to George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Sam Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and we'll be a much better country if we do so.
It's interesting. I forgot about it, but I wrote a book about America called If You Can Keep It. And in that book, I talk about this principle. And most Americans up until recently knew about Cincinnatus and his plow. And this was held up by the founders as the model of somebody who he serves his country when he's called. This was in the Roman times. And when it's over, he goes back to what he was doing before. He goes back to the plow. He doesn't cling to power. Cincinnatus nobly in the Roman Republic said, I'm going to be, dictator for this time to solve these problems. And then I leave. I don't try to get more power with the power that I've been given. This is a fundamental American principle. Again, I write it in my book. I write about it in my book, If You Can Keep It, about Cincinnatus and his plow. School kids need to relearn this stuff. Folks, teach your kids this stuff. The time could not be more crucial. The story of Washington, I've also written about. Well, Jim Nels, thank you. You've written about a lot of important stuff. People can find you at The Blaze, at the Washington Examiner. I did it again. What is happening? The Washington Examiner. Jim Nels, thank you so much.
Eric, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed this.